So we're on the gas here, driving in a straight line, looking over here to the right, gas, 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 and then we lift and turn. Maybe
Travis Hansen directs training at the Tim O'Neill Driving School in Dalton, and Judy Gessner of Whitefield is listening intently to everything he says while she's behind the wheel of her family's minivan. She's one of 14 students who are attending a day-long winter driving school, which costs $499.
It just seemed reasonable to pick up whatever professional hints I could about how to do it better.
That's the aim of the Tim O'Neill School. It's a privately run operation that usually teaches rally driving, going fast on snow or dirt. The school has a network of private roads and large open areas where students can safely go slip-sliding away. The day-long course includes classroom instruction and then lots of driving.
We'll just go practice that exercise one more time before lunch. Just get a little bit more slalom in, slide around some more.
Everyone in this class is driving the family vehicle. There's a Honda minivan, a Volkswagen GTI, Ford Focus, and a Volvo station wagon. They've got license plates from New Hampshire, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Canada. Some, but not all of these cars have winter tires, which is a key to safe winter driving, says Hansen.
And then I would much prefer a front-wheel drive car or a rear-wheel drive car with snow tires over a all-wheel drive car even with an all-season tire.
Hansen also talks a lot about being smooth, gentle with the steering, and going easy on the gas and the brakes. And it's necessary to remember that things that work on a dry pavement in the summer can be trouble on a slippery surface. For example, on a dry surface, a driver can often brake while the car's turning. But in the snow, that's asking for trouble, says Hansen.
You know, you really want to do one thing at a time. You really shouldn't be, you know, trying to slow down and turn at the same time on a slippery surface. You should really try and do it separately. Slow down first for the corner, then make it through the corner.
Skidding's one of the scariest things that can happen when driving in winter. So many new cars come standard with electronic stability control. These systems use sensors in a computer to try and automatically correct for a skid. But safety experts say being able to handle a skid without electronic assistance is a good idea. Hansen says you should use weight transfer to help control skids. By that, Hansen means shifting the vehicle's weight between the front and rear tires, depending on where more grip is needed. Weight can be shifted to the front tires by braking or lifting off the gas. Weight can be shifted to the rear tires by accelerating. It doesn't matter if the vehicle has front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, or all-wheel drive. How that weight transfer is used depends on the type of skid. If it's an understeer skid,
you add in steering input, whether it's right or left, and the car generally goes straight, so it understeers.
The problem is that the front tires don't have enough grip. So you should lift off the gas or possibly apply a very light touch of brakes to put more weight up front and increase the grip. If the back end of the car is sliding around, that's an oversteer skid. How you handle it depends on what caused it. One reason could be if you lift your foot off the gas in the middle of a turn. That can transfer weight off the rear tires to the fronts and reduce the grip on the rear tires, which causes them to slide.
Well, in that case, you might actually have to get back on the gas to transfer weight to the rear two tires to regain grip.
And Hansen says, remember this in an oversteer skid. If the rear of the vehicle is sliding to the right, turn the steering wheel to the right. If the rear of the vehicle is sliding to the left, then turn the steering wheel to the left. And whether the skid involves understeer or oversteer, you should always look where you want the vehicle to go.
Looking where you want to go is one of the most important things I think a driver can do when things go wrong.
Staring at something the driver is worried about hitting, like a tree, is called target fixation. And there's an involuntary tendency to aim the vehicle at that target.
If you're looking where you want to go, in general, you're going to do the right things with your hands and your feet.
One of the most important exercises of the day is a slalom between big orange highway cones. It's a chance to practice correcting for understeer entering the turn and then oversteer coming out. And that's something very new to Judy Gessner, the Whitefield resident who's driven in snow all her life.
I'm learning how to shift the weight in the car so I have more advantage with the tires. And I never thought much about that before. How much gas, how much brake, how much steering, and trying to balance those where I might have thought of only one. Now I'm thinking of all three.
Additional classes are scheduled in January, February, and March. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.